At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer. And this is episode F218218. And let's see, anything to say? I don't think so. Let's talk about the words. The first word in this episode is fresh. F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. This is the first form. It has many definitions. It's an adjective from the 13th century. Number 1A, having its original qualities unimpaired. So it's the thing's original qualities are not impaired in any way. And now we have 1A1. So unimpaired as full of or renewed in vigor. The synonym is refreshed, as in rose fresh from a good night's sleep. I guess sometimes I rise fresh from a good night's sleep. I would like to think that I get pretty good sleep most days, most nights, because sleep is incredibly important. But there are definitely times when I am not waking up as fresh as I would like to. So when you get a full night's sleep, you are renewing your brain, your body, whatever, and you're bringing back your original qualities. The qualities that you had when you were fresh, now they've come back. So you are refreshed, which of course is the synonym. Also 1A2, not stale, sour, or decayed, as in fresh bread. This bread has not gone stale, sour, or decayed. That is the bread that I want to eat. I want to eat fresh bread, not stale bread, sour bread, decayed bread. Ooh, that bread is decayed. Blah. The thing about fresh bread in this context is that I don't think the original qualities, they're unimpaired. Yes, okay. I was thinking that they have come back, but no. The original qualities, the bread has not been impaired in any way. It's the fresh bread, new bread. That's the kind of bread we want. Yep. Okay. Now we got 1A3, not faded, as in lessons fresh in her memory. She learned some things in school and they are fresh in her memory. They have not faded like most of my life is not fresh anymore. My memories are not fresh. They're faded. They've changed. Maybe they're just gone. My memories are gone, a lot of them. Fresh memories. Fresh memories. Those memories are not stale or sour or decayed. Number 1A4. Not worn or rumpled. Rumpled Stiltskin? No. Not worn or rumpled, as in a fresh white shirt. My shirt, as you can probably see, is not so fresh. It's a little bit wrinkled around the places. It's a little bit wrinkled. That's okay. I wore this once last week, and is it the freshest it can be in terms of its odor? I don't know. I'm not gonna smell it. Let's not take that chance. I think it was okay. Usually if I get pretty sweaty in a shirt. I throw that right in the dirty laundry. Now, we have 1B. Okay, we're moving on to a slightly different thing. This means not altered by processing, as in fresh vegetables. So these fresh vegetables, they have not been processed or altered in any way. You haven't cooked them. You haven't frozen them. You haven't canned them. You haven't done any of those things. You picked them and you ate them. Fresh veggies. This is what we should probably be eating. 2A, not salt. This is a weird definition. Not salt. Oh, is that thing salt? Nope, not salt. Then it's fresh? There's no example sentence. Maybe the sub-definitions will help. Not salt. That's like asking, is it cake? Is it salt? Not salt. Salt? Not salt. Fresh? Not fresh. Okay, interesting. But now let's see what 2B1 has to say. This is free from taint. It hasn't been tainted at all, so it's free from taint. The synonym is pure, as in fresh air. Oh, let's go out and take a walk into the fresh air. Wow, my nose sounded weird there. Smell that fresh air. Get all of that good oxygen. I am in this room full of electronic stuff all day, and I need to be out in the fresh air that has not been tainted. That air is free from taint. Now we have 2B2. It means newly or anew. No. I've skipped a line. This one is talking about wind, and the definition is moderately strong. Ooh, that's a fresh wind right there. It's moderately strong. It's blowing my hair, blowing the papers, blowing the leaves. That's a fresh wind. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody describe wind as fresh. Is it free from taint? Is it not salt? Ooh, that wind is not salt. No, it's a sub-definition, not of that one. I still don't understand the not salt thing. That's okay. Now, we have 3A1, experienced, made, or received newly or anew. So this is a new thing. You've experienced a thing for the first time. You have made a thing for the first time. It has never been made before. Forky in Toy Story 4 was fresh. He was fresh to the world. Also received for the first time, anew or newly, fresh. I don't know. I don't think I have a lot to say about a lot of these. 3A2, the synonyms are additional and another, as in a fresh start. It's another start, an additional start, a new start, a fresh start. You know what? We got off on the wrong foot. We introduced ourselves, and then we just started bickering and slapping each other's faces. I think we need a fresh start. Can we start all over again? That would be great. Hi, I'm Joe. Wait, that's not my name. Let's do another fresh start. 3B. I think that's where we're at. The synonym is, two of them, original and vivid, as in a fresh portrayal. So, the first thing I think of, an example would be, maybe there is a story that has been told many, many times, and maybe it's Romeo and Juliet. And maybe in the 90s, somebody decided to do a fresh portrayal of Romeo and Juliet. A vivid portrayal, an original portrayal, something where it takes place in modern times, but they're still using the same words that Shakespeare supposedly wrote. So it's a fresh portrayal, and let's have it star some new young actors. Now we have 3C. It means lacking experience, and the synonym is raw. You are green. You are new to this situation. You don't have any experience in the world of playing video games, so you are fresh. Yep. 3D. This means just come or arrived. They have just gotten here. The example is fresh from school. So it's interesting that the definition is, if we're using this example, the definition means they have just come home. They have just arrived at home because they are fresh from school. They left school and then they immediately went home, let's say. So they are fresh from that. It's kind of an opposite way to use the word, I think, right? Or would you say fresh home? I am fresh home because I just left school and I got home. 3E, having the milk flow. Oh, having the milk flow recently established. I think the way to say that is having the milk flow recently established. It's a weird phrase. But the example is a fresh cow. So the cow is just recently established its milk flow. Maybe it's it just had a baby, or it just got pregnant, and the milk is now flowing to its udders so the baby can drink the milk. And that is the only thing, that's the only way the milk is going to be used, just for the baby. That's it. Can we ever get to a point like that on this planet? Probably not. Number 4, this one has a different etymology. This one means disposed to take liberties. The synonym is impudent. As in the example, don't get fresh with me. Don't get fresh with me. Don't get impudent with me. Disposed to take liberties. Don't you be taking liberties in what you're saying with me. Don't feel like you're free to say whatever you want. I don't appreciate it. I am your guardian, and I shall ground you if you get fresh with me. That's an interesting definition. Disposed to take liberties. You feel fine. You feel like you can just take whatever liberties you want, and that means you're getting fresh. All right. Number 5 is slang. The synonyms are fashionable and cool. Ooh, look at that person walking down the street. His name is Spencer, and he is so fresh. He's so fresh. He's getting fresh with all of the adults around. He's so impudent when he's fresh with them. And he also has a fresh, new white shirt. Look at that. Look at that, Spencer. So fresh. A synonym for the whole thing is just new. That's what it is. Fresh flowers growing from the ground in spring. A fresh rain, maybe. The other forms are freshly, that's an adverb, and freshness is a noun. And that person who is so fashionable and cool and fresh has a lot of freshness. So the etymology of this word says it is from Anglo-French fresh, of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German frisk, which means fresh, akin to the Old English fersk, which means fresh. So basically fresh just means fresh. Not terribly interesting. But we also had the fourth definition. This is the one about not getting fresh with me. If you get fresh with me, I'm going to be so angry. The etymology here says it is probably by folk etymology from the German word frech. F-R-E-C-H. Is that how they pronounce it? I have no idea. But I want to know, like, what does that mean? Is that still a word that the Germans are using? Let's use the translate and go to change this language to German. I got to scroll all the way down here to German, and let's just type in, what's the word? F-R-E-C-H. Ooh, hey, this is good. I like this information. The English definition of that German word is cheeky. Hoo-hoo. I love it. Cheeky, fresh, they're basically the same thing. All right, I'm glad I looked that up, and I know you are too. So, now I shall make a sound effect, and I'm going to go... Now we have the second form of fresh. It's an adverb from the 14th century. It means just recently. The synonym is newly, as in the example, we're fresh out of eggs. Fresh out of eggs, newly out of eggs. Just recently, we finished all of the eggs by throwing them at the person's house. No, don't do that. That's not a nice thing to do. Also, it's a waste of eggs. We're fresh out of eggs. I'm fresh out of freshness. I used up all my freshness when I was walking down the street. So cool. So I'm fresh out of fresh. Blah, 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 blah. The third form of fresh is a noun from 1538. Number one, an increased flow or rush. A rush of what?
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Maybe water. The synonym is a word that we will have pretty soon. It is freshet. That's the synonym, freshet. F-R-E-S-H-E-T. So, an increased flow of water is a fresh. Oh, the water's rushing. That's a fresh of water. Number two is archaic, and it is a stream, spring, or pool of fresh water. So I guess back in the day, they were like, oh, look at that. That rushing water, or that pool of water, it's a fresh. But now these days we say fresh water because why? I don't know. Ooh, I can't wait to get to that one later in this episode. Fresh water. And now I shall move on to fresh breeze. Two words. Noun from 1846. This one seems a little specific to be in the dictionary, but it is wind having a speed of 19 to 24 miles per hour, which is also 30 to 39 kilometers per hour, and it tells me to go see the Beaufort scale table, which is all the various types of winds and their speeds and such. So it's a very specific speed. A fresh breeze is a specific speed of 19 to 24 miles per hour. And didn't we have, if we go back, yes, of wind, moderately strong. So 19 to 24 miles per hour is moderately strong. But it's an adjective. That first one was an adjective. So we're describing the wind as fresh. It's a fresh breeze. Can you say a fresh wind, a fresh, what's the other word for a fresh gale? I don't know. I guess I usually just hear it with breeze. So that breeze is moderately strong. It's not very strong. It's not weak. It's moderately strong. All right. I've definitely heard it used that way. Ooh, the fresh breeze on these hot days. These hot days, and man, we have had a lot of hot days here in the Chicago area. Today is July 1st, and I feel like the last 2-3 weeks have just all been hot. We need some fresh breezes. Now we have freshen. This is a verb from 1697. We are starting with intransitive. Number one, to grow or become fresh. If you want to be really fashionable and cool, maybe you can freshen yourself somehow. So you have become fresh. But now we have some sub-definitions. 1A is talking about wind again. It means to increase in strength. Ooh, that breeze is freshening. It's increasing in strength. It's getting stronger and stronger. Just a minute ago, it was at 18 miles an hour, and it has freshened up to 19 miles an hour. Now we can call it a fresh breeze. 1B. To become fresh in appearance or vitality. This is usually used with the word up, as in freshen up with a shower. I went to the Weird Al show here in the Chicago area, and it was raining almost the whole time I was there, and I was pretty soaking wet. I wasn't as soaked as some people because I was still under my umbrella most of the time. The left half of my shorts were wet, and the right half of my shorts were not so wet. But when I got home, I had to freshen up because I felt kind of gross, so I took a quick little shower. It feels so good to freshen up. Ooh, I'm just feeling gross and sticky and sweaty and weird and blah, blah, blah. I gotta go freshen up. Gotta go freshen up because I gotta go be around some people, and they don't want me all gross. They want me to be fresh, like a fresh breeze. I'm gonna come at them at 19 miles an hour. All right, now we have number two, and this is talking about a milk animal. Remember what we had before? We had, where was that milk definition? Having the milk flow recently established. And now, freshen, talking about a milk animal means to begin lactating. That's what it is. So the animal is freshening. They have freshened themselves. Now, I don't know why. Well, I guess it's new, right? The milk is new. When they begin lactating, the milk is coming to it new. So that's why it's fresh, right? Okay, I think that makes sense. Now we got transitive, which means to make fresh. Also, the synonyms refresh and revive. Refresh, you're making it fresh. You if you want to freshen your shirt, you maybe will throw it in the laundry to freshen your shirt. Freshener is a noun. An air freshener, is that what we say? Air freshener or air? I don't even know what the word is now. When you plug the thing in, air freshener. Yeah, that's right. I think so. Maybe Febreze could be called a freshener because it's sort of freshening up your stuff. All right, now we're going to move on to fresh it. This was the word that, the synonym for an increased flow or rush of water is a freshet. So what is it really? Noun from 1596. Number one is archaic, and the synonym is the number one definition for the word stream. I have never heard this before. Well, this one's specifically archaic. But if you are looking at a babbling brook, a stream, a spring, something like that, you can impress your friends with the word freshet. Look at that freshet. Look how it just runs so smoothly over the rocks, and there are some fish swimming in the freshet. So what a lovely place to take a nap and maybe freshen yourself up. Number 2A. A great rise or overflowing of a stream caused by heavy rains or melted snow. So this is not archaic, so you can still use this one. So when the stream rises because there was a lot of rain or the snow melted, then that is a freshet of the stream? Because it's a noun. This one's interesting. Now, why are we using the word freshet here, or the fresh part? Is it because it's like it's new? There's new water in the stream? Sure. 2B. A swelling quantity. The synonym is influx. As in the example, summer brings a freshet of tourists. It brings an influx of tourists in the summer. Oh, that is a wonderful country to go to in the summer. So all the tourists want to go, and all of the prices are expensive. They're high prices because they know that they are going to get a freshet of tourists. This is another one I have never heard of before. A swelling quantity. So the quantity of tourists swells during the summer to create a freshet. I gotta remember this one. And now we have a phrase, a two-word phrase that I came up with before, and I didn't even know it was here, because I didn't remember reading it. It's fresh gale. Two words, noun from 1582. This is... So here's the thing. I mean, I'll read it, and then I'll say the thing. This is wind having a speed of 39 to 46 miles per hour, which converts to 62 to 74 kilometers per hour. And it again, it says to see the Beaufort scale table. So the word fresh here, the adjective fresh, is being used to describe that either the gale or the breeze is moderately strong. So are there different types of breezes? And the fresh breeze is the moderately strong breeze. And then later we got the gale, and this is a moderately strong gale. And now I feel like I just need to go look up the Beaufort scale, because of course I read this a very long time ago. Let's see, B-E-A-U. That is how you spell Beaufort. Oh, here it is. So we've got calm, light air, light breeze, gentle breeze, moderate breeze, fresh breeze, strong breeze, and then moderate gale, fresh gale, strong gale, whole gale, storm, and hurricane. So yes, fresh was used at least twice there, for because there were lots of different kinds of breezes: a light breeze, a gentle breeze, a moderate breeze, a fresh breeze, and then a strong breeze. And then also the gale: moderate gale, fresh gale, whole gale. So yeah, fresh is literally there just to say it's a moderately strong version of that thing. Fantastic. We figured it out. Now we have a freshman. This is a noun from 1552. Well, before we read anything, oh, by the way, have we skipped any etymology? I don't think so. No, I think we're good. So, a freshman. First of all, we're going to take the word man, and we're going to convert that to the original meaning of the man, which is just person. So that's a person. And fresh means, basically, it means new, young, possibly. So, a freshman is a young, new person at, we're going to say, a school, because we know what freshman means. They're the new class coming in to this school, the high school. And so, you know, now that we know the where these words come from, the original versions of these words, kind of, we can say, oh, now we know why the freshmen are called the freshmen. We never thought about it before. Number one for freshmen is a first-year student. The first time they're at that school, they are a freshman, because they are a fresh new person with their white shirts so fresh, and they are so fashionable and cool. Number two, the synonyms are beginner and newcomer. The first time you're doing a thing, you're a freshman at it. You're learning it. Learning the ways. Blah. Now we have fresh water. One word, noun from the 14th century. And what's the other way you can say fresh water or fresh water? This is water that is not salty. Ah, here salt comes back. Water that is not salty, especially when considered as a natural resource. Fresh water. So if we rewind back to the first word in this episode, where's that definition? It was just not salt. I know, here it is, 2A, not salt. The water is not salt. I feel like it should say not salty. Doesn't it seem like the definition should say not salty? It's not salty water, it's fresh water. The oceans are salty water. They have salt in them. You should not drink salt water, ocean water. Isn't there another term that I can't think of? I don't know. But don't drink it. Don't drink that water. It's going to make you sick and die. So fresh water, on the other hand, it has no salt. This water is not salt. The lakes are fresh water because They're in their own little bubble. They're not connected to the ocean at all, so no salt was added. The Great Lakes of the United States, which I live near one of them, they are also freshwater lakes. I guess there could be salt lakes somewhere, but I don't know. Well, there's the Salt Lake in Utah, because there's a whole city near it, Salt Lake City. So that lake is not fresh. It's not fashionable or cool. But our lakes, our Great Lakes, are very fashionable and cool. All right, so that is fresh water. You can drink it. It's a natural resource because it's maybe easier to turn into something that people can drink. Ocean water, I guess you can, but you got to go through the whole get rid of the salt process, and that's probably very hard and complicated and expensive, and nobody wants to do it. Although I'm sure they are doing it, because there are cities who live on the oceans. There are people who live in cities on the oceans, and they need drinking water. So yeah, they got to desalinate the water to make it fresh water. The second form of fresh water is an adjective from 1528. Number one, of relating to being or living in fresh water. Like, I'm making up my own example.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Example here, freshwater fish. They are being described as freshwater because they live in freshwater. Number two, accustomed to navigating only in inland waters, as in a freshwater sailor. That sailor has never gone to the ocean. They don't know how to navigate the ocean, but they know how to navigate the waters that are inland, the rivers and the lakes and such like that. But also, the synonym unskilled. So the other sailors are saying that this freshwater sailor is unskilled because they haven't gotten to the ocean yet. They don't know how to navigate a boat, deal with a boat, work a sailboat in the waters of the ocean. Three, inland and usually provincial, as in a freshwater college. I have heard this word provincial a lot. In fact, I feel like I just heard it in the last day or two, and I don't remember the context. But I don't really know what it means. But I guess it's probably similar to freshwater, new? I don't know. Now we have freshwater drum. Two words, noun from 1879. This is a croaker of the Great Lakes and Mississippi River Valley that may attain a weight of 50 pounds, 23 kilograms, or more. 50 pounds or more, 23 kilograms or more. And this is called also sheep's head or white perch. So I guess this is a fish. The only reason I say that is because of white perch. And I think that's a fish, isn't it? Perch? Could be a bird, but I think it's a fish. But croaker, it's a very specific type of... could it be a frog? They croak. I'm pretty sure that I'm good. But let's go to... What am I looking up? I guess I'll just type in fresh, if I can find the letters, freshwater drum. Yes, it's definitely a fish. Oh, in fact, I think I remember for the word drum or one of those, there was a word there that was, yes, there was a fish, and I played the audio, and there was they would like drum with their throat or bladder or something. They would make a thing. So yes, I don't know why they're using the word croaker here. Like, is it that just a specific kind of fish? I guess. The species name is Aplodinotus Gruniens. Yep, they live in the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River, and they can get up to 50 pounds. That's pretty big. All right, moving on to freshwater pearl. Noun from 1918. This is a usually very small pearl produced by a freshwater mollusk. We're not going to see freshwater mollusk here. We would have already seen it. So the mollusk made the pearl, and it lives in freshwater, the water that is not salt. And it's just a little pearl, a tiny little pearl. Do they look different than saltwater pearls made by mollusks and oysters in the saltwater in the ocean? What's the difference? Is it just size? I don't know. Blup. All right, we got no more fresh words. Now we have this word, which can be pronounced a couple of ways, which are different than the way that I pronounce it. It is either Fresnel lens or Fresnel lens, and I always heard it as Fresnel, not Fresnel, but Fresnel. It is spelled capital F-R-E-S-N-E-L, and then the second word is lens. It's interesting that Fresnel is the first one, because I guess most Americans, they're like, they see that S and they want to pronounce the S, but I think the more proper pronunciation would be Fresnel. So, this is a noun from 1865. It is a lens that has a surface consisting of a concentric series of simple lens sections so that a thin lens with a short focal length and large diameter is possible and that is used especially for spotlights. So I think that this is mostly on lights. And I am kind of aware of these. Yes, I wanted to look up some pictures just to make sure that I have this correct. So basically, when you look at this lens, there are these concentric circles. And it looks like, so it basically, where the circle is, the part of that glass is raised up a bit. It's kind of like ripples in a water. You throw a rock in, and then you see the ripples go blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like that, to this Fresnel lens. And so what does it do? Why? They said that it's possible so that a thin lens with a short focal length and large diameter is possible. So you can get the light very close to the lens of the light, and it's a big light, like a spotlight or like a, I don't know. I think I got to put a link in the show notes for this. It looks like lighthouses use Fresnel lenses. So you can have a really, really big lens and a light that's really close to the lens, and it will spread it out very far or something. I don't know, it's kind of a weird concept, but the name comes from Augustin J. Fresnel, who, it doesn't say what they did, who they were, but I think I should put a link in the show notes for this type of lens so you can understand what is it, why is it, who is this person, what's the purpose of this. You know, yeah, a lot of lighthouses use Fresnel lenses. And I remember at work we had at least one light that had this type of lens on there. All right, very interesting stuff. And now I've been talking a lot. Now we got to move on to the last word in this episode, which is fret, F-R-E-T. This is the first form. It's a verb from the 12th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number 1A, to eat or gnaw into. The synonym is corrode. Also, the synonym fray, F-R-A-Y. So this one I'm confused by. You are fretting something by eating into it, gnawing at it. Are termites fretting? is, you know, it's just normal wear and tear. That thing has been fretted away. Corroding. All right, now we got 1B. The synonyms are rub and chafe. All right, I guess maybe when you're running, your thighs are fretting against each other, or maybe here in your armpit region, your big old biceps are fretting against your big side muscles, lats. Yeah, this one's new to me. 1C, to make by wearing away a substance, as in the example, the stream fretted a channel. Or maybe we could even change it to say, the freshet fretted a channel. So it's eating away at the ground as the stream is running. It's eroding it. And so it's fretting. It has created this channel. It's wearing away the substance of the earth. Yeah, I've never heard of this. Number two, to cause to suffer emotional strain. And the synonym is vex. Ah, you're fretting me. Because I have emotional strain. Number three, to pass in fretting. To pass in fretting. The thing that you are passing would be time. And this form of this word fretting in this definition will be in the next episode, because we have more forms of fret there. Now we have number four. The synonyms are agitate and ripple. Agitate and ripple. So maybe when you're agitating the water, when you're throwing the rock in the water, you're agitating it and it's creating ripples, kind of like a Fresnel lens, and you have fretted the water. Okay, you have fretted the freshet, which is fretting a channel. Now we have intransitive number 1A, to eat into something. Yes, this is a word I am not familiar with at all. 1B, to affect something as if by gnawing or biting. And the synonym is grate, G-R-A-T-E. 2A. The synonyms are wear and corrode, same kind of thing as before. But this one, it's intransitive, so the earth, when the freshet was fretting the earth was getting fretted. 2B, the synonym is chafe. Ooh, I'm getting chafed and fretted. 2C, the synonym is the number one definition for the word fray, like maybe you're fraying the edge of a rope. So you're fretting the rope. The rope is getting fretted. 3A, to become vexed or worried. And 3B, this is talking about running water. It is to become agitated. So I guess if the water is being agitated, you can sort of make a connection between something being eaten away and being corroded. But I don't know. It feels like this whole thing about agitation is so different than the eating away definitions, and there's a connection I'm not making. But let's see. Let's see if the etymology will help at all. This is a Middle English word, and it means to devour or to fret. From Old English fretan, which means to devour, akin to the Old High German fressen, which means to devour, which is also from essen, which means to eat. And there's more at the word eat. So yeah, it's just devouring a thing, eating a thing. Oh, I'm gonna fret my lunch so hard later today, I'm gonna devour it. I am surprised that I can't come up with an example of when I would have heard this used in this way. Fret, I mean, I've heard don't you fret, but is that don't get agitated or vexed? Or is that one of these other definitions that we'll see in the next episode? I'm not sure. Don't get eaten away by the wind, by the fresh gale. All right. I need to pick a word of the episode. Today we had fresh breeze, freshen, freshet, fresh gale, freshman, fresh water drum, fresh water pearl, Fresnel lens, and fret. And I guess I'll just pick Fresnel lens because it's an interesting invention for some purpose to do something with the light, make it possible to have fascinating light in some way. I don't know. A Fresnel lens looks like the water has been fretted. It's all you need to do with a song. Wonderful. Yes, I need to tell you about a movie. I remember because I looked at the list beforehand. The next movie that I saw is Presence. And it is touted, I guess, as a scary movie, a horror movie. People seem to be very creeped out by it. And I get that to an extent, but it wasn't as scary as I think it was a little bit more of like a family drama. So it's kind of like a kind of creepy family drama. And I feel very stupid. I didn't fully understand the ending because when I was reading about it later, I was confused. And then I remembered the end. And then I was like, oh, yeah, why didn't I get that? But I also have a little bit of an issue with the end. I still liked it. I think it's worth a watch. But it was a little bit off for me. You know, maybe I just need to think about it a little bit harder. But it's a good watch. A lot of long takes, all from the perspective of the presence. Ooh, it's interesting. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out the show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.